It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We'll get back to that topic, by the way. That sound means another mock draft has just been released. This was the
Bank.
This is his time because he said, if I'm filling in today for Cody, he said, we got to talk draft. We got to talk mock draft. Now, this is not Bink's latest mock, correct?
No, it is not. This is a new one from our guy, Matt Miller. He had a little bit of a hiatus. He hadn't had a mock come out in a couple of months, so I think we know why. Seven rounds from Matt Miller goes not round one, not round two, but three rounds of descriptions for all of the picks. I mean, he dug deep for this mock draft. Matt Miller of ESPN, by the way, we had him on the show a few weeks ago.
Miller did awesome. Three rounds of basically putting all the prospects out there. Fourth round and stuff, he started putting the name, but he put bios by everybody.
Very good stuff. So we're going to run through all of them if you want to, or we can just
Let's go round one a little bit.
All right, round one. Mykel Williams, edge rusher from Georgia. This is a pick that is a new name for the Chiefs, a guy that, according to what Matt, not necessarily said, but to Matt's mock, has slipped down further than he has really in any of the other mocks that we've seen. We've seen Mykel go anywhere from like 15 all the way to like 20, somewhere in that range. Slipping to 31, a little bit of a surprise, but that's what he's got.
The comp for him on NFL Network, Lance Erline, is Gregory Russo, who's been an okay player in Buffalo. I would say he's been somewhat disappointing. He got a huge deal, though. I think overpaid here in Buffalo recently. List out, Bink. We love to have fun with the strengths and weaknesses because some of the terminology is absurd. Somebody once mentioned the meaty hands and stuff like it's
girth.
Eye placement.
This one for Mike, and you're right. Mykel Williams is a new name. This is not a player we've talked about, so that's actually good that he has a different name.
He's been in the top.
More than 30% of his career tackles resulted in a loss. Covers ground quickly. Backside pursuit. Range and quickness to spill and chase. Explodes out of stance and into blocks with force. What do you think of this guy, Bank?
I like Mykel. I mean, he's been looked upon a lot of people 9th, 10th. I mean, CBS, I think, had him like 15th, something like that. Pro Football Network had him up early, too. But Mykel Williams is a guy that a lot of people were looking at early on. And the one thing I like about Miller, he stays with people. Like, he just doesn't give up. Like the Luther Burden thing. You know, people are giving up. Like, he stays true to the player and doesn't listen to a lot of the nonsense.
Do you want to hear the description a little bit from Matt Miller? So he says, the Chiefs took care of their most glaring roster need by signing left tackle Jalen Moore. They should use this to build the overall talent and depth on their roster. Williams has moments of greatness, but also tends to disappear. Slowed with an ankle injury a little bit, but also showed toughness and glimpses of his ceiling. He's got a high ceiling, but the Chiefs are going to have to develop him, and the Chiefs have a good track record of doing so.
Positionally,
people look at his yeah. pass rush. They say yeah. that the skills are kind of underdeveloped getting to the quarterback. They should have better numbers than he does. I like the position, though, because I went Nick Scorton from A&M in the same spot, going edge rusher as well.
Positionally, I love it. No problem
makes
with that.
Sense.
No problem. The reasoning makes sense, yeah, and much better than some other mocks we've had that have been taking some offensive linemen. I know that's still in play. I just wouldn't go there. So, yeah, from a positional perspective, you're going to find a hard time convincing me that it's not a smart pick. Player-wise, it is a new name. This is not one, so that's what's kind of fun, as I said. This is a name we haven't really talked about.
Played at Georgia as well.
Not familiar with him, but Georgia, of course, has an unbelievable track record. The weaknesses listed for him, needs to improve base strength, upper body power, can be stalled by strong hands, pass rush approach, underdeveloped, which is what you were saying, Bink.
All right, so you want to move to the second round?
Yeah, round two.
Pick 63, offensive tackle Charles Grant from William and Mary. Matt Moore says, signing Moore shouldn't be the Chiefs' last move at offensive tackle, given their inconsistency of returning players of what they showed a year ago. He's an amazing mover at tackle with fluid and quick feet and the length to make an impact on the left side of the line, but needs some development. Second round pick, I feel like this is in the range of you need to address the position maybe more, bring in a guy that actually is built for this position that you can actually have sit behind Jalen Moore.
What do you know about William & Mary, Bink? What do we know about William & Mary?
Texas line likes this tackle from William & Mary. I've seen this several times. Yeah, this is an interesting deal. I think it's a little too early to get somebody, you know, from a college like William & Mary. Because you have to be skeptical sometimes, even like a Kingsley last year, played at least BYU, to come in here and play. So I think that's a project that you'd look for down the line. Not exactly helping you right away.
Yeah,
that gets too early.
Positionally, I think we've been consistent on this show, which is I got no issue if they draft a tackle in the draft. Prefer it not being the first round, but if they spend a tackle pick on the first three rounds, this happens to be their first third round pick or whatever, then I'm fine with that. Or you know that
second round pick.
I'm sorry. Then I'm fine with that if they spend it, whether it's second round or third round. I would prefer it not be the first because yeah, they don't have a long term right tackle solution, and then we know they don't have a long term tackle left tackle. We think Jalen Moore has a high ceiling, right? There's a chance he proves that he can end up being a long-term answer, but yeah, okay.
We're going to stay on the southeastern side of the country for the first third-round pick that the Chiefs have picked. 66, Matt Miller's got him taking Joshua Farmer, defensive tackle from Florida.
So two defensive players
from
here.
Florida State. According to Matt Miller, again, his description, it's been a revolving door next to Chris Jones. Farmer's ability as a one technique is a dream fit next to the Hall of Famer.
I like Joshua Farmer a lot. He was in the first character concerns draft as well. We had Joshua Farmer from
like that
because the interior defensive line. Again, when you look at the ratings on these NFL draft prospects, you know, defensive line and edge are considered one and two, and then running backs right there as far as boom, boom, boom. That's where you're going to get the most depth. You can get quality players at that point. But I like Joshua Farmer a lot. I think it'd be a good fit for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's why we mocked him to Kansas City. By the way,
Do you have him in your second one or no?
We haven't done that yet. We'll do that this week.
This week's the new one coming out.
Yeah, we got to do it next week. By the way, I said Lamar Jackson had three MVPs. I meant two. I mean, he's three-time All-Pro. He was first-team All-Pro this year.
That was a controversy.
Because usually they win MVP.
Media felt bad for Josh Allen and made sure he got an MVP.
Yeah, it's a sympathy.
That's right.
Second, third-round pick that the Chiefs have, pick 95. Matt Miller's got him taking Noel Williams, cornerback from Cali. He says that it's interesting. This is all post Christian Fulton. He says the lack of a true cornerback two opposite of Trent McDuffie was obvious during the Chiefs defensive struggles last season. Williams' toughness and instincts will get him into the starting lineup in week one.
They always are going to draft a corner at some point. I don't know what round it is. They will be drafting a corner in this year's draft. Yes, Christian Fulton is nice, but they don't have a lot of these guys under contract, Bink.
He's a bigger dude. Is 40, Noel Williams 40 was, you know, 4'5". Obviously, it's okay, but you look like your, you know, corners maybe be a tad faster. And he's just tall, 6 foot, at least on that respect. But yeah, I think they'll go corner as well. But I think you're going Jalen Watson and you're going to go Fulton.
But guys like Watson,
Nickel, you're going to move McDuffie.
Watson, you know, Josh Williams, some of these guys are all, their contract's up at the end of the year. So right now, Christian Fulton and Trent McDuffie are some of the only guys in the secondary that are, you know, corner-wise that are under contract after this year. So
this
it makes sense.
He's got like 14 career interceptions. So okay. I can see he's a ball hawk. So I can understand why.
I like hearing that. All right. We'll run through these last couple rounds fairly quick.
I was going to say the round four pick, then we got three seventh rounders. The fourth round pick is Bashaul Tootin, running back from Virginia Tech. We've seen this guy before.
Come up a few times.
Blazing fast.
A lot of speed for his size. He is a quick quick player. Again, he's like 5'8", 205-ish pounds, I think, Bink, is about what he is.
Yeah.
And then he ran a 4.340 at the combine, so very, very good. Real quick, before we get to Tootin, round 7 picks. Ketan Crawford, safety from Nevada. Daniel Jackson, wide receiver from Minnesota. And then Mr. Irrelevant, Nazir Stackhouse, defensive tackle from Georgia, whose name has come up on the show with mock drafts.
Yeah, that is a popular name.
We had Nazir as Mr. Irrelevant for the Kansas City Chiefs and the Georgia. So we got two from that.
Predicting Mr. Irrelevant is wild. Like, really wild.
If you do get the pick right, Bink, I will say that between you and Chris, that's very impressive. If they take him
at Mr. Irrelevant spot. Like, if they don't trade that last pick and the last
at
pick
257?
At 257.
That's a tough one to trade,
man. Well, that's what I'm
saying. Yeah, they're going to make that pick.
Do you think they're keeping it?
They'll keep it.
The last one was Ryan Succop, right?
They'll keep it, yeah.
For the Chiefs.
Yeah, it turned out okay.
Who was last year's Mr. Irrelevant, Bink?
Last year
he was irrelevant. Nobody knows.
2 years ago was the Rams Edge that actually had some sacks. That actually made the team. Last year's Mr. Irrelevant.
I think it was the Jets last year. By the way, I think it was the Jets that had that pick.
The Jets had Mr. Irrelevant last year.
I think.
But 2 years ago was the Rams.
But who was it?
Then you had 3 years ago. You had Brock Purdy as well in that situation. I think it was Jaden Key. It was like a safety for the Jets. I think they wanted Mr. Irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
And then DeSwan Johnson for the Rams was the year before. Crazy. Who actually gets some playing time. But Jalen Key, I think, was Mr. Relevant last year for the Jets. And he's already with the Bengals. He's with your Bengals now on their
Well, anybody can play defense
squad.
There. So
relax.
Anybody can get an opportunity to play some defense.
But Johnson still plays for the Rams. You know, he's still, out of Toledo, Matt guy.
Relax.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.